Welcome to the January edition of BBRO Beatcast. I'm Francesca Broom, your host and knowledge exchange manager for BBRO. Whilst we're still in the throes of the 2024 campaign, it is a new start and a new year, and I take the time to catch up with Professor Mark Stevens to find out what's in store for us all when it comes to sugar beet.
Right, so I've got to start today by saying Happy New Year to you, Mark, and obviously Happy New Year to all of our listeners. This is the first podcast of 2025, so great to have you along. Now, any of our listeners that have heard the December issue will be aware that we should have been having a bit of a debate today, but unfortunately, due to various winter viruses getting in the way, we've had to curtail that one from now, so I am with Professor Mark Stevens, and the two of us are just going to have a quick overview of what's coming for next year, and I'm going to ask Mark a few difficult questions, so he doesn't know it just yet. But so let's just start first of all, Mark, a little bit about last year. Obviously, we've got the majority of the crop has been harvested. So how do you think most people will have fared?
Well, Happy New Year, Ches, and Happy New Year to all the growers, agronomists and the wider industry. And yes, Ches was very poorly before Christmas, and we managed to persuade her that actually the best place for her was bed for a week just before Christmas. So sadly, we weren't able to hold the debate that we were planning for today. But the good news is we'll hold that for another time. So it's early January. We're into a little bit of cold weather, and I'm sure we're watching it like a hawk because there could be some benefits of that for the next crop. But I'd just like to say that I think 2024 crop, on the whole, has gone reasonably smoothly. I know we had a bit of a difficult start with the wet weather, which delayed drilling. But we had no major issues to really report about. Yes, we probably had some early challenges with things like soil pests and aphidomyces and nematodes. Aphids never really materialised, which is good news despite the early challenges. Again, aphids don't like wet weather. And then once we got into the main part of the season, once the canopy did develop and putting on that yield and capturing the sunlight for sugar concentration, foliar diseases were kept at bay by the fungicides that were used. And as we went through September, I know September started wet at the beginning, and I think we were all getting twitchy, particularly within the BBRO field trials team, knowing that we've got, like you all, wanting to lift beet out of the ground, including our trials. Things then did calm down. On the whole, I think, I know we've still got some way to go, but things have gone pretty well. And we've got most of our trials out of the ground. We got everything out we needed before Christmas. And we've just got the final trials that will be lifted in the next 2 or 3 weeks, which will complete that that particular season. But we are already, you know, planning very hard now for the 2025-6 season. Lots of thoughts and programmes in place, existing trials that we will need to gain another year of experience with, but with some new areas of research that you will hear more about as we go through the season. And just bearing in mind that, you know, what tools and new varieties and everything else that we may have to grow and gain experience with as we go into the next season.
And just looking back a little bit at the 24-25 crop, I think it's probably the quietest we've ever seen the plant clinic, because, you know, often you'd see a run of things coming in, but it's actually been, as you said, quite sporadic as to what we've seen, but there hasn't actually been anything that has really caused us an issue, is there?
I think we've nearly had 100 samples, but there's been a little bit of everything, and I quite like years of that, like that, because then we know there's no major challenge within the crop. I'd also like to think it's a testament to the BBRO Plant Clinic and its services, because if we do start to see one or two things creeping in, it's one of the reasons why we run the system, is then we can put that information out in the bulletins, or we can start talking to people when we're doing our outside events and say, we are starting to see an issue. And hopefully then people, if they are vigilant can then start to, hopefully, if it's something that can be treated, apply the appropriate course of action to minimise the impact for, you know, the coming weeks post that information.
And it has been great to sort of slowly bring on board our new process for the plant clinic, because we introduced a new monitoring form, didn't we, during 2024?
Yeah, you've heard me say this many times. What tended to happen was used to be a used Tesco carrier bag, other supermarkets are available, hung on my front door on the BBRO porch and say, what's wrong with my beet? That's fine, and we'll do our best to answer that question and look at the beet within the bag. But we just needed to sharpen up how we were doing that. And it then helps everybody, because we've introduced a new JOP form. We put that on the front of the beet review last year. And if you quickly scan that, you can then have access to the actual forms. And we don't accept any beet into the plant clinic these days without that information, because it's critical sometimes to making the diagnosis. But and then we've also got a much stronger record for each sample as they come in. So it works both ways. And then any information or intel that we can have, you know, helps potentially solve what's going on.
And of course, process is still going to run for this next year, but we hope we won't have any major issues. But alongside Plant Clinic, we're going to do a lot more monitoring, aren't we?
Yeah, so we will go into the next season with the extended monitoring programme. We had 17 sites that BBRO and agronomists and British Sugar were helping us run in 2024. We're going to up that to 20, where we're monitoring weather, plant growth, aphids, both in the yellow water pans and on the crop, and also some of the nutritional status of the field. There's some new sensors that George has got within the team, and also the spornados that we started to use to keep an eye on Cercospora throughout the season. So that all sort of leads on nicely to where will you see BBRO in 2025? So you've already been planning for a detailed knowledge exchange programme. The first major event of the season, like it often is, will be the Beet Tech conferences, the first being the 4th of February at the Norfolk Showground, and then the 11th of February in Newark at the showground there.
And we're going to do things a little bit different this time, aren't we?
Yeah, I think one of the things that Ches and I did experience at a different conference was the use of the Silent Disco headphones. And so for any of those who are booked in, and I'd encourage you to do so, is that it enables us to do some concurrent sessions. And what we're hoping to do, we're just finalising programmes and the detail for it as we go through January, is that we'll have four breakout sessions where we'll look at the detail behind growing the crop, particularly around aphids and nematodes and cover crops and weed control. It's basically back to basics to make sure that the details delivers for when you're on farm, for putting that seed in the ground from March onwards, and some sort of key take-home messages and the key pointers that you need to minimise risk or maximise the return on the crop. Then you'll once again have the opportunity to see the various trade stands there, an opportunity to see all the breeders and the wider industry over an extended cup of coffee and a bacon sandwich, of course.
Of course.
And then you'll hear after that an opportunity to a bit more of the science and the research work that we've been undertaking, and get some updated findings and thoughts that we have with regard to the research we've undertaken in the last 12 months. So hopefully something for everybody throughout the morning. But we are doing things slightly differently this year, because actually we're combining the Beet Tech event in the morning with drill training in the afternoon. So rather than having those as separate events, there will be the drill training events run on the same days at the same two locations, and an opportunity for the operators and practitioners and the wider industry, for those who want to attend, to hear all the latest with regard to the basics of drilling the crop, and to hear from the manufacturers, who will also be there to get an update from all their latest machinery and thoughts that they may have for the 2025 season.
Yeah, and we do need people to book for either or both of the events, just so we know the numbers.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that the detailed delivers, and that's going to be the particularly the focus of the first small sessions, isn't it? So we've got smaller groups, give growers the chance to ask questions if they need to. And really, it's the in-field advice and support for 2025. It should be a case of all the growers to be able to walk away knowing exactly what they want to do to deliver. So apart from Beet Tech, what else have we got planned?
So following on from Beet Tech, we've already touched on briefly on Plant Clinic. That continues throughout 2025. But the findings of Plant Clinic are often then placed into the bulletin. And once we get into mid-late February, the bulletins for 2025 will start again in earnest. We will plan to get those out probably fortnightly at first, but then once we're into the growing the crop, they'll go out on a weekly basis until we get later into the season. So keep an eye out on the first bulletin in February. But the big important one when it comes to aphid and virus control and any other decisions in relation to the crop will be early March. We are anticipating a decision to be made on the use of Cruiser for the 2025 crop. We don't have this at the time of recording, but as and when information becomes available, the BBRO will make sure that you're first to know. And any emergency authorisation, if it is approved, will be clearly based around the science and the virus yellows forecast. And clearly we'll all be keeping a very close eye on temperature, which will be a big driver as we go through January and February. And once we get to that early March window, there will be the key virus yellows update forecast. And then we'll start talking about mitigation strategies if needed. But as I said right at the beginning, what will be very interesting as we go through the next 9 weeks is just how much cold weather we get, because that will have a big impact on aphid numbers, because sadly, it's not difficult to find aphids in their overwintering grounds at the moment. Things like oilseed rape and cover crops, you can find Mysis persici from their autumn migration. We need some cold weather to try and remove that pressure if we can get some.
And as you said, the forecast is obviously very important, but if we do receive the derogation for use of neonic, doesn't mean that it will happen, does it? It is all based on the forecast.
It's based on a threshold, and we don't know what that threshold would be if it is granted. But then we don't know what the forecast is going to be. So there's lots of unknowns at the moment that will probably start to become clear as we go through the next few weeks, ultimately culminating on the 1st of March.
Yeah. So I just don't want growers to be thinking that if they see that we've got use, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will need it for the crop. Yeah. We will only use it if we have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then once we get into May, we'll start to have the first of our infield events, the opportunity for short punchy catch-ups with regard to, and normally in May, it's normally looking at aphids, but it'll also be looking at how the crop's developing and any other challenges that we may face. We still have got to finalise the locations of those, but it'll be very much like last year at the four locations in the four different factory areas. And then what we'll also do later in the summer, it may be August, it may be September. In 2023, it was September. Last year, it was in August, and it worked a treat. We'll go back in to talk about how the crop's going through the summer, catch up on fungicide usage, talk about foliar diseases and anything else that may be coming into the crop. And then we'll be into the next harvest. Yeah. And I can't quite believe then we'll be into autumn and winter and looking forward to Christmas 2025.
And you talk about fungicides. Do we know of any new fungicides coming to market? Is there anything happening at the moment?
Not that I'm aware of. So it will be the ones that we've been using in 2024. I'm not anticipating anything, Ches, but never say never, because there could be some changes. But there could also be, you know, we need to keep an eye on the plant protection products, because things come, but they also go. And that can change quite quickly, and it's important that we also reflect and update you all if things do change through the season.
And at some point in January, we will be issuing the updated reference book, so there will be an update of all the actives that we're aware of at this current time.
Yeah, we're just finishing that off and communicating, catching up with all the distribution and manufacturers to make sure that's as timely and up-to-date as it can.
Right, so that's a whistle-stop tour of what we're expecting to come. So please, all of you listening, book your places for the Beet Tech. It will be something different, and hopefully it's going to be quite entertaining too. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. And if not, we'll see you later on in the year. And thank you very much, Mark, for joining me.
And Ches, get better as quickly as you can so we've got you fully fit for the rest of the season. No one likes a virus, including you and I.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to seeing as many as possible as we go into February and at the Beat Tech events.
Yeah, thank you.
To book for Beat Tech or drill training, please go to the BBR website, bbro.co.uk/events. We look forward to seeing you there, where we will provide the details to deliver the best crop for you in 2025. Happy New Year from all at BBRO, and thank you for listening.